Good morning. Warm and humid air continues to flow into interior New York and New England on the heels of a south-southwest wind. This is generating more scattered showers and some rumbles of thunder early this morning, so some folks will have a bit of a wet morning commute, although this will just make the air mass more humid during the course of the day. Temperatures are starting off well into the 60s, and everyone should reach into the upper 70s and lower 80s for afternoon highs with partial sunshine after this round of showers moves through. At the same time, a cold front is approaching from the west as a low pressure center pushes into southeastern Canada. This cold front, along with upper-level energy, will head in our direction by lunchtime and generate another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon hours. Some of these storms could be on the stronger side, especially from the Hudson River Valley east into New England during the afternoon, with gusty winds, the possibility of some hail, and heavy downpours. Any showers and thunderstorms will move through the region by the end of the day and will start a drying trend this evening. Overnight tonight, with the front clearing off the coast, high pressure will tend to build in with a northwest wind flow at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. This will bring in drier and cooler air overnight, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. This high pressure center will dominate the weather picture for the next couple of days starting tomorrow. With dry weather and plenty of sunshine on Tuesday, the humidity will come down and temperatures will be back to the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs. More of the same on Wednesday, more sunshine with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. The next disturbance will approach from the Ohio Valley on Thursday. Skies will be partly sunny, but we do run the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms out ahead of this system with highs in the lower 70s. The best chance of precipitation will be late Thursday and Thursday night, but that system will clear through the region by Friday, leaving us dry for the end of the week, and with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll be back into the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like we'll continue the risk of a shower or thunderstorm into Saturday, but dry it out Sunday with highs over the weekend in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the big highlight in the short-range period is what could be a potentially significant severe weather and flash flood event across parts of the southern and central plains ahead of a strong upper-level system ejecting into the Rockies and High Plains today. The greatest risk for severe weather will be from the northwestern parts of Texas to southern Kansas. This includes all of Oklahoma, where the Storm Prediction Center is advertising an enhanced to moderate risk for large hail, damaging wind gusts, tornadoes, and some of those potentially strong. Widespread heavy rainfall is also expected to accompany this system, with the Weather Prediction Center highlighting parts of the Texas Panhandle into Kansas with a moderate risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding, where as much as 3 to 6 inches of rain is in the forecast. The threat will shift to the north and east on Tuesday, with the Storm Prediction Center showing a slight risk for severe weather from eastern parts of the plains to the mid-Mississippi Valley. To the north and west of the low-pressure track and active frontal zone, temperatures will remain well below normal across the interior west and into the northern plains and upper Midwest. Particularly across parts of the northern and central high plains, temperatures could be as much as 25 to 30 degrees below normal, with record or near-record cold daytime highs possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog and 50 degrees with a west wind at 52, gusting to 66 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 7 miles visibility with light rain and 67 degrees, the dew point 64, 91% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.79 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny with scattered showers, a thunderstorm in the lower 80s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the middle and upper 70s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature 68, that's 9 degrees above normal. 14 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 2.27 inches for the month, and 14.91 inches for the year, which is 1.64 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 48. The record high, 91, set in 1962, and the record low, 29, in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:16 p.m., 14 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, for the Catskills, Taconics, Southern Berkshires, and also the Litchfield Hills and the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy and windy, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms early tonight, then partly cloudy in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, warm, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Wednesday, mostly sunny both days, mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s Friday. A scattered shower or storm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid to upper 70s. And partly sunny on Sunday, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.